Dumble selected an apple and began polishing it on Thrug's head. As he did, he chanced to look back down the road. Dumble's eyes widened. Then he turned them ahead again, this time singing in a low, urgent voice.
Oh, Mr. Thug, don't turn around and don't you cause a fuss. There's four old foxes with big sticks. I think they're following us.
Keeping his paws in front, Thrug fitted a stone to his sling.
Let's see what these coves want then, matey.
He halted and stood in the centre of the path as the four foxes approached. They were roving beggars who haunted the path, waiting for helpless travellers or any easy prey that came their way. Two of them carried rusty swords. The other two were armed with cudgels.
Good summer day, dear mates.
The brawny otter greeted them. The foxes exchanged knowing smiles. One stepped forward.
Top of the summer to you, Your Honour. What's in the heavy sack?
Thrug grinned cheerfully at the raggedy fox.
Four unconscious foxes with their tails chopped off who tried stealing our victuals.
Why do you ask?
We've got a funny in here, mate.
One of the foxes sniggered. Another fox drew his sword, testing the edge with his paw.
Yeah, wonder if he's tough as he's funny.
Thrug twirled his sling ominously.
Why don't you come and find out, mudface?
The first fox saw that the big otter was no easy proposition, so he adopted a whining tone.
Now be reasonable, friend. We're not looking for trouble. You wouldn't begrudge four starving creatures a bite, would you?
Thrug took a step toward him.
Begrudge a starving creature a bite? Not me, matey. You come here and I'll bite you any time. Now, listen, you lot. Be off with you. Go and scare some crows.
The fourth fox pulled out his rusty sword and began swinging it.
Yeah, we're 4-1. Get him, Reds!
Baby Dumble let out a terrified squeak. Suddenly, Thrug realized that he could not fight and look after the infant. Escape was the only solution.
Hold tight, Dumble. Here we go!
Bullying through the foxes, Thrug bowled them aside as he rushed off the path into the woods. Dodging and ducking, he skirted tree and bush with the outraged cries of his pursuers ringing behind him. An idea began to form in Thrug's head. He put on an extra burst of speed to gain a little time. The foxes stumbled and bumped into each other as they hurried into the woodlands. They ran a short distance and halted. Thrug was lost to sight.
The coward, he's hiding somewheres.
Yeah, spread out and search, we'll find him.
He roasted Dormouse, ages since I tasted that. Ringworm, you go with Spledge. Me and Bletch will fin out the other way.
They had not been searching long when the one called Ringworm spotted their quarry. He gave a low, secret whistle to the others. When they came, he cautioned silence, pointing forward as he whispered.
Shh! There they are, mates, hiding behind that there bush. See the little brat sitting on top of the haversack?
Sure enough, the haversack and the back of Baby Dumble were visible above the spread of a thick clump of willow herb.
Now, let's do this quiet-like. Sneak up and jump 'em.
Yeah, good idea. Clubs and swords ready? Let's go!
Within feet of the vegetation, they threw caution to the winds and leapt at the clump of willow herb, stabbing and striking. Whack! Bonk! Thwack! Thud!